One, two, three, go.
Crispin's ready.
Good. That was nice, Crispin, talking in the third person, I see.
Thanks. Is it time for the music bit?
Yep.
Yeah, I usually remember. That's very good.
I don't think we need one. And here we are. Here we are again.
Back at the kitchen table.
Back at the kitchen table after promising that we'd be back, and it's taken us weeks to come back again. We're far too busy.
Very, very busy people.
I'm a very, very sociable person. I can't really help it.
All the weddings and that.
Weddings, festivals.
Festivals.
Festi clerks. All sorts. But anyway, we're back. It's the episode of the Crescent Celebrity Gossip Podcast number
89.
Oh, that's a nice age, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or something.
It's a sexy age.
It's a very sexy age. Woo! So, I've got a bit of a more croaky voice than I normally do. So we went to
which
a festival.
Which is normal for the week following a festival.
We went to a festival at the weekend.
Shouting at people.
We shouted at the festival. We drank
lots
of
booze.
I barely saw you at all. I didn't really even see you. So you.
I thought I'd have heard you.
Yeah. What, screaming from somewhere?
Yeah.
We were camped in totally different bits, though. We were never going to see each other. If we'd been camped in the same field, there would have been hope for us, but we were like opposite ends of the festival. So.
Well, we bumped into you on Friday. And then it was Saturday that was the really traumatic one.
Yeah,
when it got to cuckoo o'clock in the morning, it's like, good, haven't seen Wicca for hours.
Yeah.
Off on a mission, charging around the festival. Come on, let's go and see if Wicca's in here.
Was it when it was raining?
No, it rained on the first night, didn't it?
Oh, it was Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I don't know what happened on Saturday night. No idea. Oh, no, I got lost with Phil.
Yeah.
And Phil tried to call everyone that he'd ever known off my phone and drained the battery completely dry. Anyway,
enough about
at the
our
festival,
amazing lives.
At the festival, Amy Winehouse died, and now we've got all the Amy Winehouse editions of all the magazines.
Yeah, not actually at the festival, in a portaloo.
It felt like it for us. We were just... Yeah, everyone was off their heads, and suddenly the rumour came around like a Chinese whisper.
Amy Winehouse. Nobody mentioned the 70-odd people being shot.
No, no one mentioned that. It was all Amy Winehouse died.
Boring.
And maybe even the half has died, but apparently he didn't, so it was all right.
No, that was just one person told you that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, Hoff alive, Amy dead. What's on the cover of the magazines?
Okay, exclamation mark. Amy Winehouse, September 14th, 1983 to July 23rd, 2011. The official tribute issue. This is what there's on the front of mine.
Official.
It says, it says, with all our love and prayers. This is like a direct message to Amy. Tragic Amy, finally at peace, R.I.P.
No dot.
No dot after, yeah. I've done that right. The final pictures, celebrity tributes, her last interview with OK. Yeah, that's about what we're saying.
My Amy thing is, heartbroken Amy's tragic death. They didn't put the months in, they didn't bother in the months with me, they just put the years. The love split that led to her spiral out of control, the booze binge and dodgy ecstasy pill that friends say finally killed her. Thank you, Doctor. yet her distraught mum's sobs, it was only a matter of time. Which is true in most cases of death.
The full story of her overdose in inverted commas.
Is that really going to be the full story of the overdose?
I don't. Yeah, exactly, because the overdose is a concept. Star managed to get the coroner's report then. They've covered themselves by putting overdose in inverted commas, so that they're just saying could be an overdose. But they are claiming they've got the full story of this alleged overdose.
Well done, Star.
The grieving celebs and her life in pics. I'd like to have my life in pics when I die.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll sort that out for you if you die first.
Okay. Ditto.
In other happier news, Jordan's shock attack on Alex, her public taunts about his sexuality.
So foolish. Cheryl's pain, colon. I can't believe Ashley's betrayed me again. Exclusive. So in love. Pete's new girl, Angela, gives her only interview.
New BB presenter, Brian Dowling, exclusive interview. I'm hitting the gym before Big Brother starts.
Big Brother. Dear Cheryl, Ashley will destroy you if you take him back. Who's that from? Is that from Reveal?
Does it say who it's from?
It's a special letter from Reveal. Jordan warns Alex, remember, I have your Roxanne sex video. Well, since he's prancing around in a fishnet bodysuit and suspenders, I don't think he really cares about a sex video, does he?
I don't think he gives a fuck, to be honest.
Mel B, colon, pregnant and proud.
All right. It's not really a shameful thing, is it, being pregnant?
No. I wouldn't have...
Even if you're an old bird like her. How old is she?
Oh, you know, about your age.
Crumbs.
30-something.
Shh. Amy, why she's turning men off?
Oh, because she's dead.
No, oh, different Amy. Alive Amy.
Amy who?
Amy, shiny face from...
Oh, she's tarnished now, isn't she? She's got the same name as that dead one. Fucking hell.
That's the end for her.
The end. She's okay. Shall we open up? Stuck in.
Let's open up. Let's share with the group.
So...
Alex confronts... Confronts? I read that wrong. A little bit of the old dyslexia popping out. Alex comforts infertile Chantel. Alex Reed has been comforting his new girlfriend.
Yeah, I can't believe those two. Fucking hell.
When did that happen?
We need to keep in touch. We're out of touch.
We're always out of touch.
He comforts his infertile new girlfriend.
He covets her. Since she found out that she can't have it. Since doctors broke the news that eating disorders and crash diets have left Chantel Houghton unable to have kids naturally, Alex Reed has been her pillar of support.
Well, it covers up the fact nicely that he's infertile himself, doesn't it? Jordan always had problems with him, didn't she?
Yeah. What's his game? Always making all these birds go on IVF and that just because he can't pop a nut.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. God.
Fuck off, Alex.
What else? Well, I seem to have a lot of Amy.
I like fuck all. Maybe they went to press early.
I like Star, how they say this. This is their opening in the editor's note about the tragic death of singer Amy Winehouse at the weekend being a dreadful shock. This is what they talk about her. This is what they say. For years, we have watched the star's heartbreaking demise from a healthy, curvy singer at the top of her game to an emaciated, drug-addled mess who could no longer function at the most basic level. That's a bit harsh, isn't it? I felt the most shocking thing about hearing that she'd died was that I didn't think that she wasn't. That, I mean, I knew that she was... Obviously, she's a megastar, so she's like... taking drugs and that, and she'd been in rehab, but they're all on fucking rehab and drugs and whatever.
Rehab's not really rehab. It wasn't like she was
Lane Staley or someone who'd like gone missing for, you don't know who that is?
No.
I know you probably Lane Staley was the deceased lead singer of Alice in Chains, and he died from heroin, and he, yeah, he pretty well, maybe not just heroin, but it was mainly heroin. He died from drugs. He was like a fucking mega addict, rock star. All of Alice in Chains songs are all about drug addiction, pretty much. There's the odd one that's about something else, but they're all based around drug addiction.
Is that one about sausages?
Yeah. Yeah. I really like sausages.
Sausages, sausages for my tea. Fuck off, heroin. Sausages for my tea.
Yeah. That one, the hit single, Sausages. He was so fucking fucked when he died that he had, like... In the maybe six months before he died, he was like, it was increasingly out of contact with people. Every time that he was around anyone, people said he looked like green. He was so ill. It was just disgusting. He was just doing drugs, and he'd already said, "I'm basically going to die from doing drugs because this is all I'm about now. This is all I've got. I'm completely addicted." And he knew that he was going to, and then he didn't. I think no one had seen him for about a month, and I think he'd been dead for about 3 weeks when someone actually went in his house and found him, all just like withered up and dead from with a needle in his arm or whatever. It was pretty much as bad as that. Like, so that's the sort of thing that if you heard that, you'd be like, oh. Yeah, he was an emaciated, drug-addled mess who could no longer function at the most basic level. Amy Winehouse was a slight bit different than that. She was out that night. She was out somewhere in Camden, like, so it wasn't actually. Yeah, I think there were, I don't think Star have any basis for this claim.
Well, that's their basic level of understanding, isn't it?
Yes.
And is it right? Sorry, I went off onto computer land there because I just wanted to show you. Cause that reminded me of a good thing that was on beta the other day about here it is. Look, it's like a little person looking through the letterbox, and a speech bubble comes out of their mouth. It says, "Amy, open the bloody door. It's me, Valerie. Sorry you haven't come out. I've been a little bit busy."
That wasn't even her song. It's the funniest thing. Yeah. So, Broad Amy. But this is, well, this, all these little, the Sherlocks have got to work, and all this is all the thing. Okay, so her neighbour had reported hearing terrible crying, like someone was just screaming and crying coming from her home in the afternoon, like about 3 or something. And then her bodyguard apparently found Amy slumped over, and paramedics were called at 3:54 p.m. And then she was carried out of her home in a body bag. So, hang on a minute. I don't get it. I thought she went out to the thing. I thought she was out in Camden.
Maybe that's Friday night.
Maybe that's Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, it probably was Friday night.
She had a really bad hangover.
She was fucking dead on Saturday night.
Yeah. Just 2 days before, she had collapsed as she staggered out of a taxi. Wow, we've all done that a bit.
Weekend, wasn't it?
Anyway, oh yeah, but also the third little bit is that her mum went round to see her the day before, and she said she didn't seem quite with it, and she said that when she said goodbye to her, she thought, "Oh God, she isn't doing very well." And then she said, "I love you, Mum," on the doorstep. And then, so she, Janice wasn't surprised.
No. Don't tell your mum you love her. You'll be fucking dead the next day.
Yeah. God. Oh dear. Well,
yeah, turn the page.
Yeah.
Now, oh, and I've turned the page. And what have I got here? A double spread of Battle of the Boobs.
Battle of the Boobs.
Real versus fake. There's not much to say about it. It's just a picture of loads of stars with big tits, and which ones are real and which ones are fake.
Who's real?
Mylene Kras, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry's a real?
Yeah.
No way.
She gets a 9 out of 10 for her tits. Holly Will I Be, Won't Fucking, I Be?
Will I Be Pregnant?
Yeah. Boob size 32D. Holly manages to keep her breasts this big by constantly being pregnant. She only gets an 8 out of 10. Michelle Keegan, she gets 10 out of 10 with her 30 double Ds.
God.
Billy out of the Only Way Is Essex gets an 8 out of 10 for her 28 what? Gs.
What? 28 Billy G. Who?
Sam's sister. The one they have their pretend shop with.
She's not got real tits. None of them have got real tits. They don't look real.
She's got real tits.
They don't look real. They're too far apart. If they're a G...
Yeah, but 28 G...
Yeah, that makes them look even more massive.
28 G is like about the size of the
monitor. That makes them look even more massive on her tiny frame. Because the cup size... The 28 is the back size.
Yeah, 28's this bit. I know how bras work. This is the 28 bit.
I remember being...
This. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
I remember being at a bus stop when I was about 15 on my way to Clacton on Sea to go clubbing with my mate.
Oh, yeah.
And these little boys came to the bus stop. Yeah. They were maybe about 12 or something, and they came to the bus stop and they said something like, what bra size are you? And me and my mate said something like, 10. And they went, oh yeah. They didn't mean it. I'm a 5.
Who said that? Them?
And we said that to them. And they just didn't know, so they were like, oh yeah. Brilliant. I didn't know what it meant.
Gonna go home and wank about that when I know how to wank.
Just another thing on OK's coverage of Amy Winehouse. They've referred to Camden as her stamping ground, which is quite funny.
Right, a toddling ground would be more accurate.
The term is stomping, isn't it? Someone's stomping ground.
Yeah.
They've called it a stamping ground.
I see her walking down the... What's the cobbled road in... It goes on to St Martin's Lane in Covent Garden. I see her there on some big high heels wobbling around.
What, you did see her?
With a giant fucking bouncer.
You saw her.
Trying to grab hold of her twiggy arms.
You saw her, actually, in real life. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, in real life.
Really? Is she tiny?
Yeah. Well, she looked even more tiny next to the fucking
massive bouncer.
Hulk.
Massive, massive bouncer.
I didn't say hello. She looked pretty fucked.
Yeah. I like this as well. Across the Atlantic, her sister in distress, Britney Spears, was transfixing the Los Angeles paparazzi with her very own tale of addiction, just distress and disarray. And as the stories unfolded day by day, it seemed just a matter of time until one of these beautiful pop icons wound up dead. Really? Did it seem like that? I don't know if it did.
Not to me. But, you know, we've got to remember that we don't possess the insight of OK journalists.
Yeah.
Right.
Kerry Katona on Amy's shock death. I'll never take drugs again. Our troubled girl admits that it could easily have been her. Shut up, Kerry. Stop trying to have your little bit of the thing.
It's a different
thing. The light's off you. It's on a dead girl.
Yeah.
Get over it. Shut up for a minute. Go and have your photo taken in a car park.
Kerry, it's very, very, very difficult to die from taking cocaine. You have to take a lot.
Yeah.
And...
More than you could fit up your tiny little nose.
Yeah. You'd have to have it blown up your ass by a trumpet.
So Celebrity Big Brother is coming back to Channel 5. That's going to be not Celebrity Big Brother. Big Brother's coming back to Channel 5. That's going to be a bit of a fucking washout, isn't it? It's going to be shit.
I should think so, yes.
It's going to be really shit. All the people that go on it are going to be even worse than all the people that have been on it ever before. But I've got a celebrity spot that you probably got ahead as well, if you were at the Secret Garden Party.
I barely saw anyone. I only found out Felix was there the other day.
Did you? Mm. I had two celebrity spots.
Did you see Felix?
Yes. I bumped into him. I saw him when I was watching the fireworks, and I looked around the crowd, and there he was, and I was like, oh, mate!
Boy me!
Saw him for about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we'll take this offline. Yeah.
My celebrity spot was Pete from Big Brother. He was camped in the bit we were camped in.
All right, now I didn't see him.
The Tourette's boy.
Yeah. Arsh!
And Nikki Graham from Big Brother.
What, in the same tent?
No, different points in the festival with different people. Separate from each other. They're split up now, you know, that was a long time ago. Yeah. But Nikki Graham is about this big. She's a tiny, and her sunglasses are about this big.
I wish I'd seen that.
It was hilarious. We were all just going, we were just lying around.
Why
didn't you
have a picture taken with
her? Oh, I would have been a bit sad. We were all trying to surreptitiously trying to take pictures, but then we all felt a bit stupid. And then one of our mates went, I'm going to go and like talk to her, and then came back going, oh, I feel like a dick. We just left her alone and stared at her instead. I wanted to talk from Pete from Big Brother though. He had a good mohawk. Well, not mohawk, but he had like the shaved bit there going all the way down, and shaved at the sides.
Big fat one.
He looked pretty fucked as well. It was quite funny. He's kind of wandering around going, it's good. So I was quite pleased with my celebrity spot. I also saw well, this isn't separate from the Secret Grand Party, but I had another celebrity spot of recent. In Islington, when I was cycling through little residential areas, I saw him, what is out of the Far Show. He played the man who was very, very drunk. What was his name? White House? Paul White House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him with a tiny little Asian woman walking out of a house. A very young woman, and he looked old.
What sort
of
house?
Very young. Posh house.
Where was it?
Islington. Like, just in between Upper Street and Liverpool Road.
Mm.
You know, and then residential bits when you cycle through in between those two bits, and then I cycle through. There's, like, some squares. I was just taking a bit of a crazy way home. Sometimes I get a bit bored with my way home, and I like to... What?
Nothing.
What was all that body girding you were just doing?
That's why I really need a wee.
Oh, God, again. I don't have anything to talk about while you're gone.
I pressed up for a minute. Oh, I started again.
Okay. I was just opening up the pages, flicking through, and lo and behold, there was a huge spread on fucking what's his name?
Sid Owen. Ricky.
He's always in fucking OK. Every single time I buy it, he's in it with his stupid wife and his crap dog.
Who's his stupid wife?
I don't know who she is. That's his crap dog. He's got three crap dogs, look. Rats.
They're all the same.
Rats, yeah.
Oh, they've got one different.
They're all rats. Yeah, one's black and white, the other two are rat coloured, but the black and white one still looks like a rat. Anyway, he's boring. I just thought I'd mention how he's always in this.
Well, what's new? Gwyneth goes Jewish. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow, 38, has revealed she wants to raise her two children in the Jewish religion. The move follows the actress's appearance on the US version of Who Do You Think You Are, where she found out that her family came from a long line of influential Eastern European rabbis.
Oh, really?
The Hollywood star, who once claimed she did not believe in religion, told guests at a London event hosted by a Jewish charity that she wants 7-year-old Apple and 5-year-old Moses to grow up in the faith.
What implications does it have that her child's called Moses?
I don't know. I think the implications really is that they can't be Jews.
Yeah.
Because she's not Jewish. So they can't just grow up in the faith.
You can convert to it though, can't you?
Huh?
You can convert to a religion. So she can convert them and make them so.
I think her daughter can, but Moses can't. I think that's the rule.
Because he's called Moses?
No, because he's a bloke.
Oh, right.
I don't know how it works. Someone else who's found God is Daniela Westbrook, former EastEnders star. Daniela Westbrook claims to have found God after joining an evangelical church in Los Angeles that is run by an ex-drug addict.
She's just trying to get involved in what she thinks is cool in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Pastor Jay, thank you for leading me to the Lord. I'm forever thankful. Your preaching and your church has changed my life, she declared on Twitter. Jay, 47, later replied, time plus love plus prayer equals changed life. That's powerful.
It's quite funny. Do you think they all do coke in that evangelical church?
Yeah. Off of Jesus' bum.
Yeah.
I was asking my nan about Jesus the other day, because, but you know, Holly and Lily have to go and be baptised or whatever, and me and Ellie have got to go and renounce the devil and evil and shit.
What?
Next weekend? No, maybe next weekend or the one after. They want to get into a different school, so they have to go like to church and be right and baptised with the water and the spoon and the mini cheddar of Christ and the Ribena of Christ and all that.
Yeah.
And so when I was around my nan's the other day, I was like, "Are you going to come down to the christening thing?" My nan's like, "No, I don't believe in that." I was like, "All right then." She says, "Do you know why?" There were these two old spinsters who lived above me when I was little. They went to church even if it rained. If even it was pouring down with rain, they'd go out, they'd go to church. They really loved Jesus. And then she went to me. And then one of them got cancer in the face. Pointed at her face like that. And then said it again. In the face. Like that meant that God didn't exist. In the face.
Going down as a classic.
Special lady.
She is a special lady. God's goodness.
Peter Andre, Kim Marsh.
Sam's a columnist and a star now, which is nice for her.
Sam who?
Sam from TOWI.
That's a nice picture.
Ghost hunting. Me, Amy, Mark, Arj, Joey and Harry all filmed an episode for ITV2 show Ghost Hunting with... last week. I believe in ghosts and I did scream, but I wasn't really scared. It was more about the adrenaline rush.
That's lovely. Oh, Kirk and Lauren split up.
Yeah. Shit. It's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, we didn't hear about that at Secret Garden Party, did we?
No.
No, we fucking didn't. Last we heard, they were getting joint nose jobs and shit.
I'm bored of all these people. I think they're all stupid.
Yeah, we managed to get magazines without any problems in. Apart from...
Have you got some?
There was this fucking retarded thing I was going to read you about in the van. You know, Love It have their van, and then they interview someone about what they would do with this van.
Yeah.
I was going to read out the whole thing, but I can't be asked. Nah, it's retarded.
Do you remember...
Back to problems. You know, going, yeah, what?
Can I first do a thing about a celebrity? Do you remember Adam Rickett?
Yeah.
Look at him now. Look at him. Look at him then. That's how we remember him. The washboard stomach boy. Look at him now. All skinny and weird. He's got something wrong with him.
What is wrong with him?
He's got...
He's turning into that fucking little antiques fella who was on Wogan.
Yeah.
And then the Big Breakfast.
The one who... the one who... The little...
Antiques transvestite.
Yeah. That's what he looks like, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got eyeliner on, I think. He looks really weird. Anyway, he's 33 now. He's suffering from ankylosing spondylitis, which means his spine is fusing together. It's very weird. I was just a bit freaked out by him. And anyway, you know how when they have in okay, which is what I'm reading, they have like the spread of bad people, and they all pose and clothes, and it's like, I think he wears this jacket, £300 by Ralph Lauren, whatever.
Yeah.
This is what Adam Rickett has. Above, Adam wears shirt, £20 by Topman, trousers, £30 by Republic, and shoes, as before. Because he hasn't got any other
shoes.
He's
only got one pair of shoes. Good lads. I've only got one pair of shoes. Well, I think I've only got one
You've
pair of shoes.
You've got loads of pairs of shoes.
I've actually got about six.
You always bring out
shoes.
Some crazy loafers whenever we go to a wedding.
This is the version that I've got in New Magazine. It's her, the one with the mouth always the same.
Who's that
name?
Guy? She's not from The Only Way Is Essex. She's from Big Brother.
No, she's from The Only Way Is Essex.
Oh, it is, yeah, yeah.
That one with that mouth.
Oh, yeah. Who's that one?
I don't know.
The sexy new man, Mario Falcone.
But look, different mouth in this picture.
Oh, God.
That isn't... What? She's quite a hot girl, but they've put her in... That's not a hot thing, is it?
No, it's not.
I'm even looking at it upside down.
She's horrible.
Hot. Now I've turned her page and it's something about winning the lottery.
Okay, have you got some problems?
I've got one problem.
What is it?
A weighty problem.
What is it?
I've always been quite slim, but I've gradually put on weight since I got a boyfriend. I'm not overweight, but I'm bigger than I want to be. I really want to lose a bit, but my boyfriend keeps bringing me home treats or taking me out
for
dinner.
He's a feeder. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's a feeder.
He means well, but he's not helping. How can I tell him to stop without hurting his feelings?
Take fuck off out of my face with that food, you feeder.
Yeah.
Or something.
Get off, feeder. Or, you know, go and have a run.
Yeah. Just don't eat it. If he gives it to you, don't eat it.
Claire says, ultimately, it's our own responsibility to maintain the weight we're happy with. You have a generous and caring partner. Let him know you appreciate this, but also talk about your concerns so you can work out a plan to fit your goals and lifestyle. You can still have treats, but ask for non-fattening ones.
I've got one thing by Dr. Phil.
Babe, bring me a carrot. Not a whole one. One of the little mini ones that's already peeled and that in a little plastic bag.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Dr. Phil on this, but he doesn't have very good things. But he does have this... His little Dr. Phil says isn't very good. It just says illness...
Where have all the problems gone?
It just says illness is part of life, and if you give it time, your body can often heal itself. It's some crap. Anyway, but this one's quite funny, because he just rambles on. It says, trust me, I'm a doctor. The dangers of DIY. Lots of people dabble in DIY and gardening, either because they enjoy playing with power tools, or it's cheaper than paying someone to do the job properly. If you know what you're doing, then fine. But too many people wing it with an electric screwdriver and end up in A&E. 70 people die and 250,000 people are injured as a result of DIY each year in the UK. Falling off a ladder takes down 50,000 of us a year, and the biggest risk is trying to stand on the top rung. Blindness following swimming without goggles is also surprisingly common, and operating any machinery when you're drunk is asking for trouble. If you're thinking about DIY, sober up, slow down and read the instructions, or get someone in to do it for you. Thanks, Dr. Phil. That was a bit of a weird rant. What the fuck was that about?
Doesn't he have the Dr. Phil says, and you said...
Yeah, I just said it, and it's it's boring.
Oh, it wasn't about anal sex.
Where's the fucking sex tips? Where's the position of the week?
Up.
It's all gone wrong.
Here's the thing, you know the psychic ones? This is a good one. New York, ? When I was a teenager, I always dreamed of living in New York. I almost booked my tickets 2 years ago, but then I met my current boyfriend and ended up moving in with him. Now we argue all the time, and I'm thinking about New York again. Should I go for it, or wait and see what happens with my relationship?
Go for it.
That's exactly what Psychic Nikki says.
How about use Wayne's advice in Wayne's World? Get over it, go out with somebody else. What does psychic Nikki say?
She says, I'm being told you should go for it. Your boyfriend needs a bit of a jolt to get him to commit. It seems he's become complacent and maybe a touch lazy in your relationship. He's sapping your energy and enthusiasm because he lacks your drive. I feel he'll always hold you back. You're only attracted by your differences. Go to New York and see what it holds for you. Perhaps something in the publishing world. If you're meant
to
be with
you... You can't just go to New York. This is the whole thing. You can't just go there.
But that's you what can't spirits just... say. Wicked, you're not listening.
All I heard was her saying a thing, and in it she said, I feel, which is supposed to be her being psychic.
She is psychic. You are listening with deaf ears. She is talking to dead people. One of them is probably a Native American, and they always tell the truth. Should we stop this now? Should we look at the Facebook thing?
Yeah. Do it.
Because last time we forgot, and we haven't been... if you want to be our friend on Facebook, you can find us at www. Like in the olden days. Do you remember in the olden days when people said www.
Dot.
Yeah. www.
dot. Full stop.
Facebook. .com.
/.
Celebrity Gossip Podcast. That's where we're at. Oh yeah. Right, so the things we forgot to read out. Jamie Hammond, Tommy Walsh lives on my street for real. Unbelievable.
Who's Tommy Walsh?
He's the fat one out of doing up people's gardens while they're at the shops.
With Laurence Olivier Bowen.
I don't think he's in it. There's some other people. There's the woman with the sausage bobs. Lindsay China. I saw the cast of Misfits in the Talbot last night. Simon is well short in real life, same height as Alicia, but on the telly, she looks well short and looks like a normal height boy. Curtis was wearing glasses and looked thinner. Nathan, who is the fittest one of them all, wasn't there. Just as well as he would have wanted to marry me or something, and that would be awkward with Matt. Matt says you can marry him if you like. I'll just have to go and stop the Sarah Harding wedding and fulfil my destiny. Erica says, I saw Scully from the X-Files in Comrans Fields. I also saw Rastamouse and Moomin Troll and Spot the Dog.
Rastamouse is a great one.
Unbelievable. There's fucking millions of them.
Lauren Laverne walked past me in Soho last week, says Myrid.
Cleo Rockers helping an older lady across the street from DR Scales. No. Something about Hollyoaks thing. Vanessa Feltz. Danny Saunders saw Vanessa Feltz in a white mini with a black roof. That's a good one. There's too many of these. We need to only have like three.
Yeah.
Like when we haven't done.
We're overloaded.
Overload.
Let's play it out to the Smoking Hearts.
Let's do that.
They're a really good band that I saw recently. They're from Southend. That's in Essex. We're from Essex too.
Yeah. Believe.
Essex, believe. They're the Smoking Hearts. They do a lot of screaming. I asked to go and see some music where someone screamed in my face, and the man from it screamed in my face within 2 seconds of his performance. So it was just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, indeed.
And they were brilliant. And then we spoke to them afterwards, and they were nice. And I bought them their CD, and they said I could play their song on my podcast. On my podcast. So here they're going to be. What are we going to play? Thundersludge?
Thundersludge, it is, yeah. Into it.
Alright, that's a good night for me.
And it's a good night for me.
And it's a good night from Jan.
I don't know where Jan is. Jan's probably
asleep
in your
on
room.
My bed, as always. Her bed, I just borrow it. Anyway, we're babbling on about the cat now. This is pathetic.
shut the fuck up.